Hello, thank you for calling customer service. My name is Aya. May I please have your zip code?
01602. Oh, excuse me. Oh, 021. 02169.
And your name? Excuse me.
Megan Costello.
To make sure I have access to the correct account, would you confirm the address, please?
51 Longwood Road in Quincy, Massachusetts.
Thank you. I have your account located for the Smart Fitness trackers. How can we help you?
Yeah, that was supposed, I received that as like a confirmation of like filling out like an Amazon survey. And it was like, just pay shipping and handling and we'll send them to you. There was no option at the bottom when it was like, do you want a second one? I didn't want a second one. There was no option to get out of that screen in order to get a second one. So I was charged all of these things, like $7, $19, $6.97, and then $19.95. And then this morning I got an alert on my debit card that I was actually charged again, because that was in April 23rd. I was actually charged again for $69 and change and $64 and change. I shouldn't have even done it, the survey to begin with. That was on me. So I was just going to eat up whatever was charged on April 23rd. But now that I'm enrolled or that I'm being charged again and for over $100 is absolutely ridiculous. It's a get rich quick, whatever scheme. I don't know what it's associated with, but I've just been on the phone with my bank for about an hour and a half. And it's 8:30 on a Sunday morning on Mother's Day. And I just need to clear this up so that it's off of my account and that I can reactivate my card.
Okay, so it seems as if there's a misunderstanding as to what the survey was providing as a reward offer. So I do apologize for any misunderstanding that's occurred. When you initially signed up, you just paid the postage, which is the $6.97 for the second one, which was the discount offer, and then the $7.97 for the original one. The $19.98 was for the replacement colored straps. I show you didn't hit the no thank you options, or you did add those. It was one of the two. And then the lifetime warranty, where in the event you did keep our items, if anything happened, you would have the ability to get them replaced or swapped out or repaired. So I do apologize. Those were only free for the trial period. What I can do is place the account on a 30-day hold to give you some more time if you'd like, because it's not a subscription. It's just an end-of-trial fee to pay for the smartwatches. That's it. And they
so
were declined,
$69, by the way. So what's the $69 and then the $64?
So the $69 is for the first smartwatch. The $64 is for the second one. The second one's at a discount because you did two.
But what if I don't want either of them?
You would have had to have returned them.
So if I still have them, can I return them to you now?
Unfortunately, the 14-day window is closed on that, so we would not be able to accept the returns. What I can do is discount them for you as a courtesy. We can go ahead and provide that customer appreciation discount, which is 35% off. So that way you don't have to do the full prices.
I appreciate that. I don't see any other way that I'm going to get my full reimbursement back. So,
well, you haven't been billed yet. They were declined.
Right.
Would it help if I could make it a 50%?
Anything would help, because like I said, I normally don't even do these surveys, but it was through Amazon, and I thought if it was through Amazon and it was a company like that that I've ordered from and everybody else has, that it was trusted. And then I'm getting calls from my bank at 7 o'clock on a Sunday morning saying something from Tactica. And it's over $100, which it's just like money's very tight right now. So it's just a lot that I'm just trying to deal with.
I got you. Well, I'll tell you what, we'll go ahead and just get you canceled out and I'll make sure those two charges don't process.
I really appreciate it.
Oh, thank you for calling customer support.
Thank you.